Hey, Kieran, how are you?
Robbie Benson. Robbie, some superb 3 points for you tonight. The team was absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, we were very good tonight. Probably one of our best performances of the season. And with the break coming up now, probably coming at a bad time for us because we're playing so well. But we're firing on all cylinders at the minute. And our pressing game was as good as it's been all year. And it's a big 3 points.
The opening goal was so important. It was your own goal. I know I thought it had actually hit the side net. And did you think it was a goal once you unleashed it?
No. There wasn't much venom in the strike. And to be fair, Gerard Doherty, probably you'd feel disappointed. But look, those things happen to keepers. But it was important for us because we had a lot of possession in the first half. And that was probably our first shot. So kind of settled us down, and then the second half we really kicked on and put on a show really second
the
half.
The second goal as well was so important, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. Look, the second goal we saw when we came here the last time we came here, we got the first goal after half time when we won up, and in Oriel they equalised right after half time, so we knew that it would be a big goal for us. And yeah, who got the second one again? Dylan, yeah, it was good. Good finish. Mickey did brilliant.
The ball
left.
Came off the crossbar.
Yeah, great
finish.
Header from Pat.
It was a great finish.
Great finish, yeah. Composed on his weaker foot, so yeah, it's great for him
and
to
then
get another
Pat, you can't keep that guy. I don't know what he's eating for his breakfast. He's in super form. Got the third goal, Pat Hoban, and then the fourth goal, Mickey Duffy, that was some goal.
Yeah, Pat was in the right place at the right time, and he was, he's unplayable at the minute. Some of the best centre forward play I've seen the league for a long time, so it's great to have him and be able to make runs off him when he holds it up. And I think we're really adapting to playing with each other now, and we're really clicking. And of course Mickey's goal was absolutely sensational.
The Cork winning 1-0 at 88 minutes, I mean, it's just typical Cork City. They'll go into the break a point clear of you, but I mean, You meet them straight away when the season resumes. Is that a good or a bad thing?
Yeah, I think we would like to keep the momentum going, but it probably gives both sides now good, a good longer than a week's preparation to stomp down, because it is such a key game. I don't think it's a season defining game either way, whether we win, draw or lose, but obviously you're going to want to pick up the 3 points in it.
I was talking to Derry supporters tonight, and I've been talking to other supporters as well, people who are seeing Cork, and they say that your team is by far the best team football playing wise.
Yeah, look, we have great confidence in our group, and we feel that we'll be disappointed if we don't win the league, and because we feel we're the best team, and that's not Cork are obviously the same. They probably feel that they're the best team, so it's great to have two teams that are doing so well, and really believe that they are the best team. So it's going to be a humdinger of a game next week, and we're looking forward to it. But we get a well-deserved break now after a lot of games, and we'll recharge the batteries and go away in our training camp and get a good workload.
You see, you're having a fantastic season yourself so far. Given the statistic tonight, how many goals you've scored against Derry, I think it's 8 or something. It's a fantastic record.
Yeah, Derry and Rovers are the two I think to score against all the time. And Stephen said to me in the dressing room there before the game. So just one of those things. Tend to score, and it's mad that it kind of gives you an extra belief going out on the pitch that we're playing Derry today, that I'm going to score. There's no disrespect to Derry, it's just one of those things. So hopefully I can start getting a few more goals against some other teams as well.
Well, hopefully it'll be against Cork in 2 weeks.
Yeah, please God. And as I said, it is a big game, and we're looking forward to it, and we're pleased that we're in great form going into it.
Will you get any time off at all, any time before you go off on your training camp?
Yeah, we got a couple of days off now. Lads are going jetting off for a little sun break, and I'm heading down to Killarney with my girlfriend just for a couple of days to relax and recharge. We don't get a lot of breaks, so it's nice to just relax.
And listen, congratulations, and we'll be talking to you after the break. Thanks very much. Thank you.